93.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. We are live at Galloway Auto and Tire in Summers Point, getting ready for the 28th annual Joe Kelly Cat Country Turkey Bowling Challenge. Come and bowl turkeys with us starting at 7 o'clock this morning.
It's beautiful. It's like the perfect fall morning. It is raining a little bit, just the way we like it around Thanksgiving, I would say. It feels like fall, and it's very warm, which is wonderful for me, I'll say, considering I normally bring like 19 blankets with me.
So usually when we're broadcasting in the studio, we're about 10 feet away from each other, and now
we're cuddling.
We're almost touching.
We're cuddling. I literally just put my hand through his arm.
The first words out of Jana's mouth a few minutes ago, can you smell me? Can you smell that?
Do you smell that right now? I don't know what that
heck?
Says.
But what the heck?
So yeah, I wanted to see.
Leave the smells at home.
I got this new body spray and
leave
I was
the
just
smells
like,
at home.
Just can you smell me? Like, does it smell good?
Come and bowl turkeys with us starting at 7 o'clock. We've got new Cat Country Turkey Bowling t-shirts or trophies, whichever you prefer. If you get a strike, we also have a chance for you to win Barefoot Country Music Fest passes. Again, we're at Galloway Auto and Tire, Route 9 in Summers Point, New Road. We're going to allow you to come and start bowling turkeys at 7 o'clock this morning. Hopefully the rain is done here. It hasn't been raining in about 45 minutes. Hopefully it's done. Let's see. Today's National Square Dancing Day.
Yeah.
Obviously. And there's finally a name for today, or more or less tonight.
Thanksgiving Eve?
It's now called officially Drinksgiving.
Drinksgiving? I like Blackout Wednesday better.
Drinksgiving, a nickname for the night before Thanksgiving, which is one of the busiest nights of the year at bars. They'll be drinking everywhere, hopefully with designated drivers
and
Uber
everything.
Driver. Good morning, I'm Joe. You need to know, yesterday our Cat Country and Town Square Media Atlantic City Feed a Family Turkey Distribution was held at our studios on Tilting Road in Northfield. 150 turkeys were handed out to those in need. There are talks about a central dispatch service for all of Atlantic County. A feasibility study will be presented to police, fire, and EMS agencies in the county on Monday. And in Brigantine, finally plans have emerged to demolish one of the big eyesores on the island, the falling down canopy at the former Conoco gas station. South Jersey weather, maybe some rain this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon, high of 58. But tomorrow, sunny and very cold, with a high just 45. We're live at Galloway Auto and Tire, Route 9, New Road in Summers Point, getting ready for our 28th annual Joe Kelly Cat Country Turkey Bowling Challenge. You can win prizes bowling turkeys with us starting at 7 o'clock this morning. Right now, it's time for Jana's Fangirl Update.
And Post Malone is in full holiday hero mode this year. I love to see it. You will, too. He's giving free meals to first responders at his Nashville bar Posties from today through the 28th. The menu sounds delicious, too. Brisket Mac, cowboy ribeye, deep-fried Oreos. Sign me up. Like the biggest comfort vibes ever. Posties feeding people who keep us all safe. So we love to see it. You can check out Post Malone's First Responders Thanksgiving right now. CatCountry1073.com. So it does look like Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes might slide. It was looking like they might slide back together, but nope. The reunion didn't stick. Kelsey really thought that he was endgame, even calling him the most committed partner that she's ever had. But that didn't work out. They had a deep reunion in Scotland. They thought it was going to go well, but time just wasn't on their side. Apparently, they have officially called it quits. You can check out the Kelsey and Chase relationship timeline right now on the Cat Country 107.
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. We're live at Galloway Auto and Tire in Summers Point, getting ready for turkey bowling. We started at 7 o'clock this morning. It looks like the rain is kind of holding off here in Summers Point.
That's what we're hoping for. It looks like it. The wind just picked up a little. I was like, ooh, there it is. I got a blanket. We're good. But it's so beautiful. It feels like fall. It's the perfect morning for a turkey bowl. Yeah, but it feels like it. This is where I want it. I didn't want it super, super cold. That's not fall. This is perfect.
So come out and bowl turkeys with us starting at 7 o'clock. We've got t-shirts. We've got trophies when you get a strike. Also, somebody's going to win a pair of four-day passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next summer. So even if you're not going to bowl, why wouldn't you, though? Come on and join us for turkey bowling. Summers Point, Galloway Auto and Tire. We're here until 10. Turkey bowling starts at 7 and lasts until 10 this morning. Do you like turkey, Jana?
What do you mean?
Fresh out of the oven.
Of course.
Stuffing, cranberry sauce.
I'm doing Cajun turkey this year. Oh, yeah.
26% of people say they've grown tired of the usual Thanksgiving food options, and they would like to try something else.
Well, we've grown tired of you, so yeah.
Look, your ancestors fought in wars, suffered through the Great Depression, lived with green appliances so we could have turkey on Thanksgiving. John Alive at Galloway Auto and Tire in Summers Point getting ready for turkey bowling. It starts at 7 o'clock this morning. Hey, coming up at 8:20, we also have your first chance of the day to win. There are five chances today to win a fabulous trip to Las Vegas to see Luke Combs.
Luke!
You can win the trip at 8:20 and 10:20 this morning, 1:20 and 4:20 this afternoon, 7:20 this evening. Luke, Three Mornings with Joe and Jana. We're live on location this morning, Summers Point, Route 9 at Galloway Auto and Tire for the 28th annual Joe Kelly Cat Country Turkey Bowling Challenge. You can come and bowl turkeys with us and win prizes starting at 7 o'clock this morning. The our team is building the
lane
turkey
as we speak.
Bowling lane as we speak right now, yes. In the meantime, time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. We do this every weekday morning this time, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Group. Today, we've got some Thanksgiving jokes, very appropriate, from Doug in Egg Harbor Township.
Nice.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
He sent us three. We're going to use all three. You ready?
Yeah.
Why don't turkeys trust each other? Too much foul play.
Get it.
What do you call a group of musical sweet potatoes?
Don't know.
A yam session.
Ah.
What do you call a turkey on the day after Thanksgiving? Lucky.
Oh.
Three Mornings with Joe and Jana. We're live at Galloway Auto and Tire in Summers Point. Getting ready for turkey bowling. Starts at 7 o'clock this morning. Come and join us. Bowl turkeys. Bring the kids. Bring your mom. We've got trophies. We've got some new t-shirts this year.
They're cute.
We have a chance for you to win barefoot tickets as well. So even if you're not going to bowl turkeys, which it sounds un-American to me. If you're not going to build bowl turkeys, come and try to win the barefoot passes. We're here until 10, Galloway Auto and Tire in Summers Point with Cat Country 107.3. And since it is the day before Thanksgiving, what do we call it? Drinksgiving.
I prefer Blackout Wednesday, but yes, okay. Drinksgiving is the official name.
We have some turkey trivia, turkey true or turkey false for you this morning.
Okay.
Three questions right now. Turkey true or turkey false? Turkeys can have heart attacks.
Turkeys can have. I'm going to say true.
True is correct.
Yeah.
Turkeys can spend nights in trees. Turkey true or turkey false?
True.
True.
Turkeys can be in trees.
One more.
I seen them.
A turkey's feathers offer more protection than a Kevlar vest. Turkey true or turkey false?
True.
False.
Oh, I don't know. Right. I thought it would be a trifecta.
This round, 2 out of 3.
Not bad.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Are you forgetting something?
We're skipping the theme today.
Okay.
Instead, we go to North Carolina, where a woman placed her 911 call thanks to what happened on the road.
Okay. You may not believe me, but I just had a bald eagle drop a cat through my windshield.
A cat.
It absolutely shattered my windshield.
Actually true. She talked about it afterward.
I did see the bald eagle coming from a distance, and I'm not used to seeing them there. So I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I realized it had something with it. Once I realized it was a cat that it had, it barely had a hold on it, and it dropped it right on my windshield.
Boom.
It sounded like a bomb went off. I could see the cat in my passenger seat. I have guts all over me. There's glass everywhere. Thankfully, the cat was dead long before it
happened. Auto and Tire, Route 9 in Summers Point. Turkey bowling has already begun. We had a line, so we'd let people start early. And Mike was our first bowler. He got 9 out of 10.
Woo! Go, Mike!
We've got Cat Country Turkey Bowling t-shirts while they last, a trophy if you get a strike or spare. And everybody can sign up, even if you don't turkey bowl, which, again,
why would you not want to?
It's not very American.
Right. What are you doing?
You can sign up to win Barefoot Country Music Fest.
For huge deals and
fest. With Joe and Jana, we're live at Galloway Auto in Summers Point. Turkey bowling is underway, going on until 10 o'clock this morning. Come out and join us. 28 years we've been doing turkey bowling.
That's nuts. That's almost as long as I've been alive. That's crazy.
All right, we're going.
What a great tradition. You should be proud.
Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-outs start right now.
All right. We got to shout out Mr. Joe Nichols, our friend Joe Nichols. He is 49 today. Now, I got to give it to you. You're pretty good at guessing. You were, I believe, like a year off when you guessed him. So props to you. You still got, I feel like that's a pretty good streak you got going.
Joe Nichols, also once we were eating dinner at the library in Egg Harbor Township when it was called the library. He stole a book and never has returned it.
Aren't you allowed to take them?
I don't know.
I think you are. That's like
the jar. They changed the name of the business, so I don't
know. That's true.
Maybe they went bankrupt because of people stealing books. I know.
that's it.
Happy birthday, Norris Walsh. Norris Welsh of Cumberland. Norris is 20 today.
Happy birthday.
Donna Leeds, a brigantine. Here we go, kids. She's 67.
6'7".
Sarah Coons of Egg Harbor Township is 40. Bonnie Vitolo of K-Man Courthouse is 61.
Sorry, kids.
Happy birthday to Kelly from Northfield. Kelly is 55. By the way, we've heard from at least one bus driver that the kids go crazy when we have that magic number.
6-7.
Happy birthday to Jen Lynn Kogue. Jacob Hogan of Cumberland has a birthday today.
Two Cumberland birthdays.
Happy birthday, Jacob. Happy birthday to Kyle Prosser of Dennisville. John Alfano of Cape May celebrates today. Happy birthday to Skip Martin of Manahawkin. Yo, Skip, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Jeannie Velez of Tuckerton. Jeannie is 67.
6-7.
And Anna. Woo! Anna from Milmay is 39. Did I say Kelly from Northfield, 55? I think so. And happy birthday to Michelle Lee Westcott of Summers Point. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Michelle, come see us. Play turkey bowling. You live here.
By the way, the show today brought to you in part by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. The winner of our big birthday shout-out today, Jeannie Velez of Tuckerton.
Woo! Get ready.
She's 60. Anna, turkey bowling is underway. We're at Galloway Auto and Tire, Route 9 in Summers Point. Our 28th year. We started this.
I'm caught. I'm caught on the turkey hat.
We started this back in 1998 at the forerunner of Chickies and Pizza in Egg Harbor Township. It used to be called Damon's, a place for ribs.
Oh.
And we started turkey bowling there in 1998, and we've been doing it every year since. I don't think, besides me, anyone has ever been to 28 years. We have some people who have been 26 or 27. But that's a long time. So thanks to everybody. Guy earlier, I think it was Dave, said he's been here 9 years.
Seven, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I said nine,
you said seven. That's not the same.
I think he said seven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to be wrong.
Thanks to everybody who's been coming out already. We'd love to see you. We're here until 10. Earlier you get here, the better. Although, Jana made sure the turkey is on ice this year. So
I did. I got us covered, y'all.
It might last a little bit longer.
We'll see.
We also have a chance for, or we have t-shirts while they last to everybody who bowls. And we have a pair of Barefoot Country Music Fest passes we're giving away as well. And are we ready?
Yes.
Are we ready to find out what men want from women?
Great. I guess.
They did a study. Men ages 18 to 24 to find the smell that turns men on the most.
The smell that turns men on the most.
This is no joke. Go ahead. What were we going to guess?
I was going to say like laundry detergent or like fire, like campfire.
Well, number one, laundry detergent reminds me of my mother for some reason.
I don't know.
Campfire.
It can't be perfume. That's too obvious.
Campfire just sounds like trash out in the woods.
No.
Yes.
What? They make candles with that scent. What do you mean?
Who wants to be with somebody who smells like a fire out in the woods?
Not that you smell.
No.
What are you talking about? That's awful. Are you talking about like what a woman smells like?
What?
Or like a scent that's attractive, just like
a
that sets the mood?
Scent that turns a man on.
Okay, we're talking about two different
things. It's not campfire.
There's you, like literal scents you, that like smell like
but
that.
But you go with your
From
little
Yankee
things.
Candle.
No. There's not a guy listening who says, well, I want a woman who smells like a campfire.
Is it vanilla?
No.
Is it?
No.
Lavender.
You're just going backwards.
I'm just guessing.
It actually has to do with the time of the year. The number one smell that turns men on is, in fact, pumpkin pie.
Woo!
You got it.
19th try times the charm.
There's a place called the Chicago Smell, Taste, Treatment, and Research Center. It's in an actual building.
Somebody gets paid for this.
And they did a study and found out that the smell, the number one smell, men 18 to 64, that enhances blood flow to a certain body part in a man.
That's gross.
The number one smell was pumpkin pie.
Interesting.
So, ladies, well, you're out there smelling like pumpkin pie. Jana will be smelling like... It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Turkey bowling is underway. We're at Galloway Auto and Tire Route 9 in Summers Point. Welcome, Camila, Vivian, and Serena. They just bowled turkeys.
Yes, they did. Serena got a strike. Woo-hoo. Are you super excited?
Yeah.
There you go. Awesome. Come and bowl turkeys with us from now until 10 o'clock this morning. Everybody gets a t-shirt while they last. They're going fast. There's been a lot of people out here already.
I know.
We also have Barefoot Country Music. It's Cat Country. Want to spend more 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. No trivia today because we're live bowling turkeys. It's our 28th annual Joe Kelly Cat Country Turkey Bowling Challenge. We're live at Galloway Auto and Tire, Route 9 in Summers Point. People have been bowling turkeys for almost an hour now.
We actually started
earlier than we were going to because people were lined up to bowl. A lot of people have been bowling turkeys. When you come out and bowl while they last, we've got a turkey bowling t-shirt for you. We also have a chance for somebody to win a couple of Barefoot Country Music Fest passes. Come on in and sign up before 10 o'clock for that.
Look, the sun's trying to come through.
Well, we've had to interrupt turkey bowling for a little, like the last 5 minutes because of some showers. But yes, now the sun is coming through and it looks pretty good. Let me recap the morning for people who haven't been here all morning. We started out with Jana getting really close to me and say, "Will you smell me?" And then
yeah.
Jana broke my $74 pair of headphones.
I didn't. First of all, they just cracked on my head, okay?
You know, this is the second pair of my headphones that,
that
you broke.
I know.
The first
Luckily,
time,
I had backups.
The first time I was on vacation and I came back and I said, "Where's my headphones?"
I
and
said, sorry.
She said, "They broke." I'm like,
sorry.
They were just sitting in the cabinet. How do they break? Oh, they broke. They broke and I threw them away.
Yeah.
And the third thing that happened this morning.
Mind you, that was 5 years ago, first of all.
The third thing that happened this morning is that.
Here we go.
Jana guessed the scent, number one scent that turns men on. The answer was.
Pumpkin pie.
Jana guessed the worst smell in the world, campfire. I don't know how she has a boyfriend if she thinks that's
God
what's going to turn a person on.
I like real men, okay? Sorry.
No.
Campfire,
it's the glass of wine.
It's
the scent that turns a man
romantic.
On.
Okay, fine.
A man doesn't want to smell a campfire in bed.
No, I mean, I get that. But that, I was just saying, like, I guess I was thinking more like activity. I don't know. They make candles with that scent and pumpkin pie scent, too.
All right. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow, so we're doing our... A true or turkey false. You're 2 for 3 in the first round. Let's see how you do in round number 2.
Okay.
A spook turkey can run at speeds up to 20 miles per hour.
Oh, what?
A spooked turkey? A scared, afraid turkey.
True.
That is turkey. You have to say turkey true.
Turkey true.
Right. 1 for 1 here. The largest turkey on record, 86 pounds. Turkey true or turkey false?
Turkey false.
Turkey true.
What? That's a big turkey.
Number 3, more than 45 million turkeys are cooked and eaten in this country every Thanksgiving. 45 million.
True? False?
That's not how you say the answer.
Turkey true?
Is that what your answer is?
Sure.
Because you said true and then you're
I know.
False.
Turkey true.
Turkey true is correct.
You got two out of three
in each of the rounds. We have more and more final round of turkey. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. We're live at Turkey Bowling, Route 9 in Summers Point, Galloway Auto and Tire. Thanks to everybody who's been out. It's been one of the busiest first hours of turkey bowling ever.
I know. I'm really excited. And also, thank you to everybody who came out, too, in the rain. That was really awesome. I love the dedication.
Thanks to Karen and Kim. They gave us some Thanksgiving t-shirts.
First of all, we love them. It's so cute. You can check out how they're matching. We have it up for you right now on the gram at Cat Country 107.3 and the Facebook page, of course. But they also came back and they brought us shirts that say the one where we ate turkey, and it's a friends themed shirt. Joe and I both have one because they wanted us to match too. So shout out to those guys.
This is my dream to match wearing what Jana's wearing.
It's my dream and it keeps me so excited. He never wants to match.
I'm never going to wear it the same day as you.
As soon as they walked up with them, I knew that. So it's just, you wouldn't be you if you didn't say that.
If I wear it to work one day, I'll have a separate shirt. Just to throw on, just in case you're wearing it.
Do you see how annoying he is?
All right, we are playing Turkey True or Turkey False.
Okay.
You're 4 for 6. One more final round. There's 2 questions, Jana. Your answers must be Turkey True or Turkey False.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1, a wild turkey's field of vision is about 270 degrees. So they can see all the way around here.
False.
That's not how you answer the question.
Turkey false.
Turkey false is wrong. It's turkey true.
Ugh, annoying.
So you're 4 for 7. One more.
Do I look like a huntress?
Last question. You ready?
Yes.
Turkey true, turkey false. The NFL's Philadelphia Eagles were almost named the Philadelphia Turkeys.
Turkey false.
That is turkey false. So you're 5 of 8.
What on earth?
That's
a
failing
grade. Better not.
Congrats.
WPUR Atlantic City is Cat Country 107.3, a Town Square media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Good morning, I'm Joe. You need to know, yesterday our Cat Country and Town Square Media Atlantic City Feed a Family turkey distribution was held at our studios on Tilton Road in Northfield. 150 turkeys were handed out to those in need. There are talks about a central dispatch service for all of Atlantic County. A feasibility study will be presented to police, fire, and EMS agencies in the county on Monday. And in Brigantine, finally plans have emerged to demolish one of the big eyesores on the island, the falling down canopy at the former Conoco gas station. South Jersey weather, maybe some rain this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon, high of 58, but tomorrow, sunny and very cold, with a high just 45. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Shauna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, my grandma, 34, three kids, two jobs, one ex-husband. Me at 34. Is my gift usage derivative?
Yeah.
Number two.
Pretty much.
When you're talking to somebody and you can tell they're trying out a new word, like derivative. Number three. You'd seriously think I was wanted for murder by the way I react when someone knocks on my door.
That's funny.
Number four. Being a zombie doesn't sound that bad. You don't have a job and your entire day is spent looking for things to eat.
See?
I do that now.
Right.
We're Joe and Jono. These are my favorite tweets. Last one. Number five. I gave my coworker a card that said, get better soon. They're not sick or anything. I just think they should be better. We're live this morning. Galloway Auto and Tire, Route 9 in Summers Point. New road. The weather has kind of cleared up a little bit. It was raining earlier, but it's dry, high and dry. A lot of people have been out bowling turkeys.
And it's slick. It is slick. You got to come see this lane.
And the turkey is still frozen. So you're in
luck. It is. You're welcome. I stopped and got ice earlier.
When you come out to bowl turkeys, we're going to give you a Joe Kelly
trophy.
Cat Country turkey bowling t-shirt that has Yana's name on by accident.
Ted, it was a typo. I said, there's no way.
He
tried to frame it like a surprise. I said, I think it's a typo.
We also have a chance for you to win Barefoot Country Music Fest passes. We're going to give away two of those at the end of our broadcast this morning. So just come in to sign up for those before 10 o'clock. A big thanks to our friends at Pet Rush at Big Top for keeping us up under the weather again this year. And our thanks to our friends at Immaculate Apparel for hooking us up
for
with
our
the entire Route 9 in Summers Point. Turkey bowling continues going on until 10 o'clock this morning. Thanks to everybody who's been by bowling turkeys. Everybody gets a t-shirt when they come in while they last. And we have a chance for you to win a couple of Barefoot passes to the Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Hey, we have something to do if you're bored today or tomorrow. This is a great idea. Get out your phone and send Happy Thanksgiving from your number neighbor to the numbers that are one up and one down from your phone number. So if your phone number ends in 5309, you send the text out to your number 5308 and 5310.
Oh, okay.
And say Happy Thanksgiving from your number neighbor and see if you get a reply back.
I don't know if I'm doing that.
And if you do, post it on social media and tag us because we'd like